Okay, Brenda. I, of course, agree with Charlie that the Episcopal Barnabas, I don't think I've read it said that those things, is pretty absurd, pretty silly. And, of course, I haven't appealed to the Epistle of Barnabas, but I've appealed to God's Word. Epistle of Barnabas is not God's Word. It just happens to have somebody named it similar to some of the books in the Bible. But God's Word is what I'm relying on, not the Epistle of Barnabas. But notice what I pointed out that Charlie hasn't responded to yet. That in Leviticus, twice, it compares, it condemns right alongside the sin of homosexuality with bestiality, having sex with an animal. If having sex with an animal is wrong, then this passage shows that having sex with a man is wrong. Do you see it? It's there in black and white, or in blue and red, as the case may be. Don't, a man should not have sex with a man, neither should he lie down with a beast. It said twice in the book of Leviticus. Think about that when you go home. Think about it. Romans 1, wherefore God also gave him up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts. Not something that was against their orientation, but they went along with their orientation. It was wrong. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use and adaptation against nature. Lesbianism is condemned here also. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which is meet. The men had sexual relations with the men because they lusted after them. That was their orientation. They were tempted that way and they succumbed to the temptation. The same with the women. Not because of idolatry. Not against who they were. It was their orientation. But here are the terms used to refer to homosexuality in this passage. Uncleanness. Dishonor. Vile. Change the natural use. Against nature. Leaving the natural use. Unseemly. Error. This sin, homosexuality, is condemned in this passage along with fornication, wickedness, murder, deceit, haters of God. Are these things wrong? Of course they are. Then homosexuality is wrong also. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, neither homosexuals or sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. God's Word plainly says that homosexuals, sodomites, remember this is just the distinction between the active role and the passive role, neither one of them will inherit the kingdom of God. I'm here because I love you. I urge you to repent. If you repent, you can be forgiven. You can still be saved. Not if you persist in the sin will you be saved, though. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, we also know this. The law was not made for a good man, but for people who are lawless, rebels, ungodly, sinners, unholy, not religious. You see the list of sins that homosexuality is condemned right in the middle of? Father killers, mother killers, murderers, sexual sinners, homosexuals, slave traders, liars, and those who break promises, and the covenant breakers, as the other translations puts it. These and other things are against the healthy teaching as found in the glorious gospel of the blessed God who trusted in me. Other translations for this, New American Standard, homosexuals, New King James Version, sodomites, the Living Bible, homosexuals. Charlie is saying all these people who translated these versions are wrong. But they're not. They're right. Let's talk about these words a moment. Charlie said Malachi just means soft. Not according to John Stott. He said it meant males who played the passive role in homosexual intercourse. Charlie said the meaning of words changed over time, like gay. He's right. These guys are defining the Greek words as they were used at that time in the first century, in the New Testament. These guys are expert Greek scholars. They're the ones who make a living at defining the words and researching it by looking at other documents at that time. Arden Gingrich, he says it means effeminate, especially catamites. These people that are soft? Yes, men and boys who allow themselves to be misused homosexually. Let's continue on the other word, arsenokaita. It's defined as homosexuals. Look at these definitions. They all say it's homosexual. Look at all these translations. They all say it's a homosexual. And it's condemned. God defined marriage between male and female in Genesis 2. And Jesus did that when he quoted Genesis 2 in Matthew 19. God made them in the beginning male and female. They too should become one flesh. Go back to Leviticus. Think about this, friends. He condemns homosexuality. And in the next breath, he said, and it also, like that, it's wrong for a man to lie with an animal or a woman to lie with an animal. Homosexuality is put in the same category as sex with an animal. Don't you believe sexual relations with an animal is sinful? Wrong, according to God's Word. If you do, then you should believe that homosexuality is wrong because it's condemned on the same basis. Thank you so much for being willing to listen to me. You've been so kind to me. To listen to me, you've shown a lot of respect, and I appreciate that. This is the way to have a Bible study where both sides are fairly heard. We treat each other in a friendly way, press our point based upon what we believe the Bible has to say, and listen to the other with attention. And so I invite you now, listen to Charlie for these last 5 minutes. Give him your full attention. I will be doing so myself.